Hi, this is Glenn Kaiser in Chicago. For many, many years, I have been an absolute rabid soccer fan. That is football, the real football that the world knows as football. And we even had a 4-team league here at Jesus People in Chicago for quite a few years. And we had playoffs. And then we had, you know, like the over 30s played the under 30s and blah, blah. And then we had scrimmages a lot, you know, just pick up games. We try to even them up at half if one side seemed too strong. And through those years, a lot of years, my middle 20s and up till just probably, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago or something, I played every chance I could in pretty much all the positions except for midfield, because midfield, you have to do quite a bit of running. But when I was in really lousy shape, way overweight and blah, blah, I ended up just, you know, playing in goal or sometimes playing defense, sort of a sweeper. And I was okay. I was never fabulous, but I was okay. But I just loved the sport. Well, the only way that I could pull it off was to pace myself. If you watch soccer, even if you hate the game, if you looked at it, and I'm talking not indoor, but the outdoor normal, you know, typical version that people play around the world, and you watch for any length of time, you will eventually see on the wider field people playing off the ball, and some are running to get in position or to carry somebody with them to open up space for the person with the ball to dribble through and get closer to goal or that sort of thing. But you'll also see people just kind of walking, moving slow, back and forth, side to side, whatever. And sometimes you might think, well, are they hurting? Are they overweight? Are they just being lazy? Are they being irresponsible on the field, on the pitch? And really what they're doing is they're pacing themselves. And yes, sometimes it's a strategy to slow the game down or to get people that are marking them to kind of slow down or stop paying attention for a split second. And then they're able to pull away and get in position. I mean, there's other things involved. But I learned, not being in the best of shape a lot of my lifetime, I had to pace myself. I had to know when to run, when to stop, when to go slow, when to back up, when to move side to side. You know, it's the tactical side and the mental side and the positional side of the sport. And there's a lot there to learn, and that's a lot what coaches teach you and why people play from a very young age right up until the pros. And then even by the time they get to the pros, there's even more to learn. And you can't always depend on your athleticism or your skill. You have to know where to be on the field, where on the pitch, where to move, when to move there. And it's all about, you know, the educational side of it all, the mental side of it, but it's also making right choices. And one of the really important choices, eating properly, sleeping properly, you know, trying to really take care of your body, that's all a huge part of certainly the pro game. And you know, for people that just love the sport and played whenever they could, like I did for so many years, I had to pace myself. Often I only ended up playing, you know, one game a week, or every other week, depending on my schedule, tour schedules, and all the rest of it. So there might be a stretch of time I wouldn't play at all for about 3 weeks straight. You know, you feel it when you get back on the field and you start moving, start running, start having to stretch and use muscles that you hadn't been using and so on. So pacing ourselves, that is the only way that you're going to be able to live. And it's going to affect your sanity. I'm talking spirituality as well, in terms of how much can you do in an average week before you just burn out. You know, it's overload, too much information. And you're not hardly applying everything that you're getting, because sometimes you're getting so much. So you have to know yourself. I believe Clint Eastwood said in one of his movies, man's got to know his limitations. Well, be careful that we don't use that sort of attitude to slack off, to be slackers and just you know, be lazy spiritually or in any other way, physically and so on in life, because it'll come back to bite you. And it'll affect relationships with others and how much you actually are able to get done. And even in terms of how much fun you'll have in a sport, in exercise, whatever. So, pacing ourselves. Well, we also have to pace ourselves in relationships with other people. We have to know when to stop, when to slow down, when to back away, when to try to forge ahead, when to just be silent and pray like crazy, when to speak, when to refrain from speaking. Pacing ourselves and not shoving ourselves into corners where it becomes almost a fight or flight situation is a good way to burn out. I've known many pastors and others in leadership in the larger church, right on through the world. I don't care what style or how you do church or what that means to you, but where people have just fried, because it's just, they get so tired and so worn out, and they're bearing so many people's burdens. This is why people need breaks. This is why people need rest. This is why people need sabbaticals, even just a day or two off, a few moments off in each day, etc. So I've talked about these kind of things before, but it strikes me when I was watching a match online a night or two ago. Yep, there's several people on the field moving very slowly, kind of walking, kind of standing, and then walking a little bit. And you know, it's not just tactics. It's a way to not get injured, to rest up your body, to save the energy for the times when they really have to run. You know, that's when they really have to move and move super quick and at a different pace. Those times happen for you and me, no matter what. You know, the analogy might be your workplace, ministry, whatever. But you've got to pace yourself, and you've got to somehow learn with prayer and thought and some consultation over time, what is a good, reasonable pace to the point where you're not burning yourself out and you have to get completely off the field and out of the game because you just can't take anymore. I've known too many people that have said that very thing. They've just so cut themselves off because the pace was so hectic and they dealt with so much pain and struggle, not just in their own life, but from so many people they were caring for, they just couldn't take it anymore. God help us. God help you and me to understand who we are, what God's gifted and called us to and what He hasn't, confirm those callings and giftings, and give us the grace to learn the best pace. Glenn Kaiser in Chicago saying, thanks for listening.